Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The heads of the Dairy Products Corporation, Lactalis, have been called to Bercy to meet with the Minister of the Economy. Bruno Le Maire pointed to Lactalis as a failing company after boxes of milk for small children went on sale, even after there had been a product recall due to a salmonella outbreak in a Lactalis factory. Lactalis has apologised unreservedly to the parents of the children who contracted salmonellosis, 18 of whom were hospitalised. Lactalis has said it will work in collaboration with the government. Health Minister Agnès Buzyn has said that these apologies are nowhere near sufficient this morning in the newspaper Le Parisien. Charities advocating refugee rights left their meeting at Matignon yesterday feeling disappointed. The government has gone ahead and introduced a new bill on asylum and immigration, which includes a census of all migrants housed in emergency shelters. The charities say the bill is too severe and lacks balance. According to them, despite yesterday's meeting, the government has no intention of relaxing the text. A bag of jewels worth 4 million euros stolen from the Ritz Hotel in Paris earlier this week has been found by police. Five masked men broke into the luxury hotel wielding axes, breaking the display glass to grab the jewels and stuff them into the bag. Three of the men were arrested and were previously known to police. The bag containing the jewels was lost as the men tried to make their escape. One person has died and another is seriously injured in Marseille city centre after a shooting involving a Kalashnikov last night. In what is suspected to be a settling of scores, armed men shot at a vehicle before running from the scene. Emmanuel Macron has stepped in to help progress with the Iran nuclear deal. Yesterday, the French president had a phone call with his US counterpart, Donald Trump. Macron urged that all signatories had to uphold the agreement, including the United States. Donald Trump is due to decide in the coming days whether he intends to reinstate the series of economic sanctions against Iran that have been suspended since the signing of the agreement. And finally, the highly private funeral of singer France Gall will be celebrated today. Gall, who died last Sunday, will be laid to rest in the cemetery at Montmartre in Paris alongside her late husband Michel Berger and their daughter Pauline. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.